everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your host, Julie Brown. Today is January the 7th. I'm trying to go back in time. Today is January the 7th. It is Friday. And I just wanted to go over some things. First of all, ignore the sound of the cat because he ran outside and he wants to chase birds. That's his only problem right now. Is that he's not outside where it's freezing cold. So please disregard the feline sound effects in the background. I'm not going to go outside and sit in my car just to have a clean studio sound right now because it's way too cold. And also you're going to hear the heater. Anyway, all those things aside, yesterday something I forgot to talk about was in one of the facilities that I'm teaching yoga in, I get so many interruptions. Like, there's only been a few times where I can actually go from beginning to end and I don't get interruptions. And sometimes it's just that maybe the facility people need in the closet, and that's happened at other places too. But this is just like so ridiculous because I even had the other day somebody who used to come when I taught Pound Fit and Zumba. He just like busted in and I was like, oh, they really are having yoga in here. Like, we're halfway through class, mind you. We didn't just start. We're 30 minutes in. So I greeted him at the door because I'm already on my feet. I'm not exactly staring at the ceiling because, as I've told my students many times, if I'm staring at my feet in down dog or staring at the ceiling in a posture, I can't help you with your practice if I'm doing my own practice. So I was already on my feet. Got to the door. I said, hi, may I help you? Welcome to yoga. Would you like to come in and participate? And he said, no, I was just seeing. But that's what he said. He said, wow, they really are having yoga in here. And for anybody who's been listening to this or knows me for any number of days, you know that I'm very much a silly person. So I'm not throwing shade. I thought I would do something funny today. So I decided that yoga is one of the few careers that you can do that to. Like when you're doing your job where somebody comes in and goes, hey, you really are doing that in this room. In fact, I went to this, it was like a literary assistant, a random job generator. And the only one that popped up that would have fit with that happening was like street performer. So I'm like, do they think of like, am I on the, like as a yoga teacher, fitness instructor did come up. As a fitness instructor, am I on the same level as like a circus performer as far as respect from random people? Because like there's no other, and I'm going to show you, there's no other job besides like street performer and fitness instructor where you can do that. So I went to this random job generator and I'm going to use this sentence with these other jobs. Are you ready? Someone busts in the door. Hey, you really are a computer programmer in here. Someone busts in the door. Hey, you really are a psychologist in this room. Right in the middle of their session. Hey, you really are a healthcare assistant busting in the door. Hey, you really are doing healthcare assistant work in this room. Not okay. You really are a farmer. Now, farmer, that's funny because what, would you just drive to the farm and make sure they're picking their apples off the tree? Like, you remember that? I don't know if y'all remember, there used to be a commercial where they pick the orange juice off the shelf and she reaches through the shelf into the grove and like they hand her the, like they picked it off the tree, the orange juice. So fresh. Hey, you really are a taxi driver. Just call the taxi driver to your house. Hey, you really are a taxi driver, and just leave him and don't, you know, need services. Just call him and see if he's really doing it. So my point is, it seems that even people who have regularly attended my classes and know how serious I am about it, I'm going to have to start locking the door and putting up a sign. I'm going to make my own signage if they don't have a class in progress sign. In fact, I locked the door the other day and it was funny because I thought I had them both locked. There's two entrances into this room I speak of. And it was actually one of my coworkers' kids. And I mean, I'm sorry, former job, the one I worked at for like 21 years. One of his kids came in looking for his sister was in there. And I said, oh my gosh, he's grown up so much. I didn't recognize him because it's been forever since I've seen that family. So that, I was like, that kind of made it funny because small town syndrome, everybody knows everybody. He apologized. He didn't mean to come in. He was just trying to find his sister, and he's a kid, and his sister indeed was in my class. So it's not a big deal that I get a lot of interruptions. I just want to create, as best to my ability, like a clean environment, a safe space, a space where they feel like they can go through flow and practice without a lot of interruptions. So I don't really want to have to lock the doors, especially since a lot of them, they tend to show up late for whatever reason. Maybe you have this, something going on right before. So I don't want to, and I've told them many times, if you come to the door and it's locked, I'm not trying to lock out latecomers. I'm trying to block out the interruptions, because it just seems that we get a lot of interruptions in there. And they keep moving me around, and they're thinking about moving us to the racquetball court area just because of the, I made some audio recording of the noise so that there was a little bit of perspective. And now he's thinking about canceling my class from the way the text read. That could be me reading into it. It's just that my numbers aren't to their expectations as far as numbers of participants, but it's close. It is close. And in fact, one of my regulars, who's so devoted, she even came in yesterday after she had had dental surgery on Tuesday. I recognized right away that the fold fords were not doing her any favors, and I offered to go downstairs to get her an ice pack. And when she packed up to leave, I told her, don't apologize, because she wanted to apologize. I actually thanked her for listening to her body, because she said they told her not to do that. I'm like, well, get out of here if the doctor told you not to do this. She'll be back at it in no time. It's just that when you've had dental surgery, you've got to kind of take it easy for a couple of days, just to give yourself time to heal. I do admire those yogis, especially that devoted of a yogi, who they'll come in no matter what. That's their practice. You know, if they don't have something to do that day, they'll show up no matter what. And there's been some people who haven't been coming in and out because of various reasons. They have guests from out of town, or one of them, her granddaughter, like from another facility, the granddaughter gave her something, like it wasn't COVID. I think it was the flu is what she said. Just took a sip of my coffee. So yeah, there's all these different reasons why the numbers have been low, and I expected January to be super busy. And starting Monday, I've got a meeting. I've got two yoga classes Tuesday, and then Wednesday starts back my busy schedule. So I have put some information on my site. I haven't put the JSU classes on my site. It doesn't seem that advertising those on my website really helps. I think Instagram's the way to go to reach out to college kids. That's one of those know your audience things, because the senior citizens don't use any social media. At least most of them don't. There are a few who are very proactive in the advocacy department. Like there's one lady who's really diligent about helping her choir community. And so she's even got a page to donate to a closet for her choir. So there are a few. I'm not saying that nobody that's over a certain age uses social. I'm just saying as a whole, it's better to have the website for those who don't like to use social media. And I can classify my sister in that too, because my sister does not like to use socials. She would much rather see my schedule on my website. Not that she's coming to classes. It's like how my family can stalk me and know where, when I'm available, when I'm not available. I say stalk jokingly, of course. I love my sister. We were actually going to repair my mom's sink today by replacing the faucet. She canceled on me because it is so very cold today. That's why I can't get over how funny this is that my cat really wants to be outside. But, you know, he sees the birds out there and he's a cat. So that's what they do. So it's really weird to me that the schedule in the college starts back, classes start back on a Wednesday instead of a Monday. And I'm, since everything seems to be different, I'm almost like, should I wear my mask again? I don't have to, but would it make my students more comfortable if I'm masked when we have a rewards punch card. So I'm wondering if I should be masked when I punch their rewards card just to make them feel more comfortable. I am fully vaccinated. And if you're listening to my podcast on the regular, you know that they told me to wait on the booster at the place where I got my Johnson & Johnson. My sister thinks that's really weird. Yogi Robin thinks that's really weird. They both think I should try again. And as tempting as it is to miss a couple of days of life for having the chills, is what I heard is going to happen. I think it was because I waited until June and it hadn't been, like, I went in December and maybe it hadn't been a certain amount of time. Like, if it's 6 months, is it 6 months? I don't remember. I just know that the pharmacist who I made an appointment for the booster told me that there may be a Johnson & Johnson specific booster coming out, and he told me to wait. So, I mean, that's where I had the appointment. So, honestly, I wish I hadn't even made that appointment because someone was coughing in there, and obviously I lived, but it made me so anxious. Like, I could feel my stomach turning because of the way the woman at the register was coughing. And if you listen to that episode, I talked about how that I was like, I'll clean it. And without gloves or anything, I just sprayed all of that and just sanitized it and then slathered my hands down with hand sanitizer because that woman coughed so much that I told them I was on time for my booster. However, that woman was coughing so much, it kind of freaked me out. However, no judgment, because once again, if you've been listening, you know that I battled off bronchitis, which turned into a touch of, it kind of got into my lungs a little bit. So it turned into just a little bit of chest congestion. I never went to the doctor because I don't want to go to the doctor where people are going to be coughing and sick. It makes me very anxious to even consider doing that. I think I'd have to have a broken arm at this point, until things settle down. All right. So enough about my anxieties, and I talked yesterday about how I'm trying to use yoga. I still can't believe how I get mad over little things. Like yesterday, I used the example of people breaking in line, or my finding where I had typos on my website for a very long time. I'm trying to use yoga to get over self-judgment and to get over my having expectations of people being, like, I expect people to be respectful when I go outside. And that's an expectation that I shouldn't keep holding on to, obviously, because it's just strange right after Christmas, right? People actually get the holiday blues. That's a very, very real thing. And I would say the past couple of years, it didn't really change. I keep saying this. It didn't really change everybody. It more like exposed people. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry about my cat busting in, audio bombing my podcast every chance he gets, just because he's not on a kitty cat leash. Today's schedule is totally clear, so I'm just going to take advantage of that and enjoy my time being at home. I'm just going to relax. I actually slept really late today. Let's see, it's already a little after 11 o'clock. All right, so to conclude, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up because it's not that I have anything to do today. I'm just going to wrap this up because I've already finished going over the things that I wanted to go over. And I would just say to you, like, whatever you're doing, make sure that you stay focused and start off your day with real intentions. Every time I teach yoga, I try to remember I ask the class to set their intention for their practice. And lately, I have added on to this. I say, set your intentions for your practice and maybe for your whole day. And I notice that when I do that for myself, when I just take a moment of quiet, like a little bit of quiet time, even if it's just 2 full minutes, and I say, what do I want to get done today? What do I want to accomplish today? And it really just helped me to move forward. I have still been going over the idea of a brick and mortar, and I've been over it and over it a million times over. And with the attendance being so low this month, it looks like that would require not just serious advertising. We've got to get out of this pandemic, right? Because It's like the death of small business. The pandemic's not just killed a lot of people. The pandemic has killed a lot of small businesses. And I've noticed that, I'm not going to go into specific brands, but most websites, you used to be able to have the ability to shop for things. Everything is like either out of stock because they can't get what they need, or they can't work people to make things, so there's no product. It is very, very strange. And it seems like 2 years ago, I was like, well, it seems like it would be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out, because I have been podcasting. If you've been listening, you can go over to Anchor to get the oldest episodes, by the way, anchor.fm/happyhamstrings. I did start this podcast before the pandemic hit, and you can tell by my reaction, like, I never saw it coming, of course. I was right in the middle of my 200 hours, and it all got moved online, and that took some considerable time because they weren't, at that school, they weren't doing yoga teacher trainings online. Yoga Alliance had very strict rules and standards about in-person trainings, which obviously have been lifted for the past couple of years. And instead of sitting around and, you know, being afraid of germs as I am, instead of just hovering and hiding in the house and like covering my head, I've been bold and I've like used this opportunity of the in-person training releasing to online. And I have since become registered yoga teacher 500 hours, and I even renewed my spinning. And now I'm in the middle of my rock star training, which will take me to spinning level 2. I have one final ride. I've already completed all the other work. I have one final ride left. I think I already did the quiz even. There's one ride, and I don't have a spinning bike at my home, because I'm not sitting on thousands and thousands of dollars to buy bikes. Once I complete this last practice ride, I will be a rock star level instructor level 2. I don't know why they call it rock star. That's just what they call the training. I'll be a spinning instructor level 2 because of the training, which is called the rock star training. And one of the things that the training is actually asking me to do, the emphasis of this training was communication, music, and the ride. And one of the things they're asking me to do that I haven't been doing is using a microphone. In fact, I don't like using microphones, and they put a lot of emphasis on it. So I'm thinking about trying it for this upcoming semester. I haven't used a mic in this building. I used to use a microphone at the other facility, the one where I keep getting all the interruptions. So I haven't used their microphone pack. I just don't like the idea of my cardio breath getting into that by accident. And then they went over how you can position your microphone. They actually had a video on how to position the microphone perfectly, where you won't catch a lot of heavy breathing and that sort of thing, because that's definitely not what I want to amplify in the room. This also means I'll be turning my music up a little bit, probably. Not a lot. I don't really like to go to these classes where I'm deaf afterwards. Like, my ears are ringing like I went to a real rock concert. That's not why I go to spinning. In fact, one of the pointers that they had was projection and volume are not the same thing. If I just use very loud volume, that is not projecting. Projection is like the voice you use for the person in the back of the theater when you're on stage. And volume is like just shouting. So I've never recently been much of a shouter in class. I've stopped screaming at people, because that's what you would call an arbitrary cue. It's not necessary. Screaming at people very rarely motivates them. It's really uplifting them with words. So speaking of uplifting with words, I don't know when you're listening to this, but may your day be happy and healed, and may you be free, and may we become a source of peace and healing for all of life. So no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're from, no matter what your belief is, I hope that you can accept that peacefulness is your true nature and move forward into your day inspirationally. Namaste, and thank you for listening.